This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Meet me at the... Oh, so good. It's a dance party in here. It definitely wasn't just because we all had donuts.
We're all sugared up.
I know. Oh, my God. Meet me at
it's just
the
you.
And
by the way, 707 says, Sarah.
What I do now?
Learn to say Uranus correctly, please. You're an adult.
Well, how do you say Uranus? Listen, I grew up in...
My anus.
You know where I grew up on the East Coast in the olden days. It's Nevada and Oregon, and it was Uranus. And then I came out here,
thanks,
and I found out
it
was Maddie's anus.
Thank you.
In Nevada.
My anus.
And D's
in
nuts.
Your face, 707.
Yeah.
Thanks, though.
There.
Thanks
that's
for letting
how
us
he
know.
Says
yep. Now we all know, everybody. That's how I say it.
Boy, things got kooky around here for a minute.
It's just sugar, man.
Don't you want me like I want you, baby? Don't
Rosie
you
and
need
donuts.
Me like I need you
a perfect
now.
Break.
Sleep tomorrow, but tonight go crazy. All I gotta do is just meet me.
That's a hit.
And just meet. Let's do some tickets for the Disneyland Resort, shall we?
Okay.
That sounds fun, right?
Yep.
My God. You know,
the
you,
crash
help, you cannot help but sing along with that song. It's like a super simple song. It's so beautiful. Like the shining harmonies. If you put Bruno Mars in the mix on anything, and it's like, that is great. Look at that.
It's funny that Edie turned me on to that song before we even started playing it here.
I remember we did it on a Friday when it first came out. And, it was like, yeah, this is catchy.
We were like, yeah. And then I was trying to get it to play. I couldn't make the kitchen bitch play it. I'm like, is it? I'm like, it's apt. But then I was like, is it apt? Is it? And then I finally just went APT. Can't even remember what I used. And then I didn't, I think I should have just said Rose and Bruno Mars because I kept saying like Rosie and Rose. Okay. It's time for the Disney stuff, Sarah. Get it together.
Don't feed the DJs donuts, everyone.
Or do.
Thanks,
one
Lindsay.
One of those. Thank you, Lindsay. You know what's so funny? Is that those guys are right outside, like, in this new... I know, I'll do it in a minute.
Okay,
don't you don't have to push me. I will get to it. Like, there's a row of people right outside of this studio. There's a row of studios. Then there's a hallway. And in the hallway, with the windows all facing out, there's a row of computers. And people can sit anywhere they want and use the computers and look out at the nice view. And we're in here doing a kick-ass rock and roll show. And they're none of them can hear it out there.
Oh, they can hear us.
Well, I mean, they hear when you yell.
Danae! She just turned around.
Yeah, no, they. Everybody did just turn around. Everyone turned around. But that's it. Unless we yelled it out the door, They have no idea. Like, that last break was so funny, which hopefully you did mark that as a best of, because that was a funny break.
That's ridiculous.
That was a super fun break. Loved it. And so when we do a funny break like that, like, we're in here, you can hear it in the lunchroom. If you go down, if you walk way down the hall and then turn around, you're in the, now you're in the lunchroom. You're like, oh, there's us.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's another station. But I'm like, oh, we're in here, like, doing, you know, red hot comedy. Come on. And, like, right outside the door, nobody can hear it.
Well, our hardworking head of promotions was just interrupted because you can, in fact, hear us through these thick semi-soundproof walls.
Well, you do have one of those voices, though. You can You can cut through wood. You can cut through.
It does.
You know.
That's true.
If you're anywhere in a supermarket, everyone is well aware.
You guys, says 408, I cried at the first episode of Survivor. Can't wait to hear you talk about it tomorrow. Oh,
tomorrow morning.
Sherry
Concord app. Okay, tickets for Disneyland.
Oh, here, yeah, back to that.
We're doing this all day. I think it's just this week, though. We'll let you know next week if it goes into. Just keep it here.
Today.
Just check in.
Now, right now.
Right now, it's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort by texting the word CHURRO, CHURRO, to our contest line, which is 20357.
I love churros.
I want one right now.
I know. Oh my God. I feel like we've had enough, though. I mean, yeah, we did just definitely each have a donut, out. Right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Text the word CHURRO, CHURRO, to our contest line, 20357. And that's it. You're in the running for the tickets and for the grand prize vacation, which is 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Text CHURRO to 20357 and you'll be entered to win. CHURRO. It's a Sours code word. All right. Let me go on my chair here. Get situated. Figure this all out. We had a couple of big and weird detailed deaths today. I have mentioned this a few times, but if you're going to listen to the podcast later, check out the 6 o'clock hour because there just hasn't been that much additional information. Gene Hackman, age 95, he died. Also with him, his wife and dog all died together. Apparently, the latest we saw was his daughter is, I guess they're presuming it was a carbon monoxide situation, which is horrible.
Well, it's the only thing that makes any sense unless, you know, he decided he was bringing everybody with him.
Right.
At 95, you have to assume he was, but I think it's safe to say carbon monoxide. I just can't believe someone with such means would have had a problem with anything in the house.
Right.
I mean, like, that's the beauty of having, I would think, I've never had millions and millions of dollars, but I would think the beauty is
you feel safe in your own home.
Any person who's come around the house to put anything in, and you'd say to them, I'd like you quarterly to drop by and check this system out, please. I'll pay you whatever that costs.
Right. I would even think if you're at his level, he's an $80 million guy, or so the internet tells us. I think maybe you probably have more than one property. Maybe you have a caretaker of some kind. You know, someone who would be on the lookout for that kind of on the regular.
Or he just doesn't want people around.
Maybe. You know, that is true.
He became a little, they said, you know, towards his last few years, he's very out of the public eye.
95.
Yeah.
Was 95. Anyway, he just turned 95 last month. There is no foul play suspected. No cause of death so far has actually been officially announced. But Gene Hackman, age 95, his wife Betsy, age 63, and their dog were found dead in the home yesterday. No foul play suspected. The other death is Michelle Trachtenberg. She's an actress you might know from Gossip Girl. You might know as Dawn, the little sister of Buffy on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But she's one of those girls that has been in a ton of stuff, and one of those women that you've seen in a lot of stuff. Like, I feel like I maybe mostly know her from Buffy. That's the only thing I can think of.
She definitely had a period. Yeah. She had a period of, like, you know, 4 or 5 years where she was in a lot of movies. She was real hot. Yeah. And then, you know.
Well, and as a little girl, she did some ads, but she was Harriet the Spy, which was actually, I want to say that was like mid-90s or something. It was like, that was pretty big for her.
But I mean, I think a lot of people know her as Dawn.
So she apparently, she's passed. She's 39 years old. She has died. And So that's your first thing, and go, oh no, you know, you. I immediately think drug overdose or suicide, and this was, we don't know, there is no word yet, but she had just had a liver transplant, and people, the last few pictures that she'd posted, people were concerned that she looked gaunt, is what the comments would say. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what, you know,
sad.
All will be revealed. 39
is too young,
God,
no matter
way
what.
Way too young. Billy McFarland, the Firefest 2 guy. He's also the Firefest 1 guy and the guy who went to jail for 4 years. He says, it's for real this time. Trust us. We have artists. We swear.
I'm not ever going to trust you, guy. Ever.
Fyre Festival creator Billy McFarland gearing up for his big music event comeback. He is, let's see, he was on TMZ Live yesterday talking about the prices of the tickets, which, by the way, start at $1,400. This time, it's on an island that has some infrastructure. I can't remember what the, I don't see it in the story either.
Oh, people wrote about that.
There's like a hotel situation. Isla
Mujeres or whatever. And someone wrote in and said, it's legit. It's a small little island, but it's beautiful. And they've been there.
So they've got places for people to stay.
Well,
so that part of the problem is solved. But he is saying, no, we've booked bands. He isn't revealing the lineup or announcing anyone. But listen to this. One of the teases he gave for it. He goes, there's an actual festival company that's running the show. And TMZ's like, tell us who, you got to give us some knowledge about it. We want to know. Give us at least a hint. And he said,
his scrotum pull on the bill. Is that who's playing?
He didn't say any names, but he said, she's a current DJ who will lead a whale shark excursion during the day and then hit the stage at night.
Paris Hilton.
The only one I can think of. I don't know any other female DJs.
I mean, Samantha Ronson.
Yeah, but it's a current.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't heard her name in 10 years.
It seemed to have gone away when she stopped dating Lindsay, huh?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to look at this whole thing, you can go over to TMZ. They have all these live videos that they do. It's where the two dudes are sitting there talking to someone who's on a Zoom with them.
You know, you go to a festival, you want a little more than a DJ.
Yes, I want many, many more things than a DJ.
Yeah, unless it's like Zed or...
Yeah. So, guys. I think the beginning is the tickets are $1,400, and they go up to, no lie, $1.1 million, and they are on sale. And it's a pro website.
The site looks... I mean, they know how to make a website.
Is it
looks
firefest2.com or something?
Yeah, you can find that. Yeah, you search for that.
Google it. And I just wanted to give Shaboozy some props. Like... You know, I really only look at the sort of the main pop charts where he was number one for 19 weeks, non-consecutive, and it was great, tied the record with Lil Nas X. And so Shaboozy, if you look just at the country charts, he has the longest number one streak for a solo country artist since 1958. Like, this was the year of the Shaboozy. The bar song Tipsy. Let's see.
Not Chet Atkins.
No.
Not Willie Nelson.
Nope.
Shaboozy.
Let me see if they say whose record he broke. Or maybe they just started counting
country
in 1958.
Icon.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, everything is qualified. So this song, a bar song, Tipsy, has now spent 35 weeks at number one on the Hot Country Songs chart. So these are the biggest songs in country music at the time. Things have to be specifically that genre. And that breaks a tie with Sam Hunt's song, Body Like a Back Road. Remember that song? That
was
huge. Can you tell me what year that was a huge? So we played it here. What year was that?
I'm going to say that was 2018.
Ooh. Maddie, you want to guess?
2017.
It was, but because I said ooh, I'm not going to give you any points. Sorry about it. I feel like my reaction just gave away too much. That's my bad. That's on me.
Well, you know,
I would take a negative point.
He was going to mother bleep me either way. I mean, there's only one year to go up or down.
But if he mother bleeped you up, but I don't want to give him 2 points for, I don't know. You're right.
Why am I arguing for him to get extra points?
I don't know.
I don't need to be going. I'm against the carrying points over anyway.
I kind of like that. I feel like it gives us motivation to like do good during the show all day, like to get some extra points. By the way, I do have a...
I wasn't going to do good, but now I got...
No, you know, I got points on the line.
Phony points.
You did good today, Vinny.
Where there's no winner.
All right.
All right.
So Vinny gets the point then for that? Okay. So Shaboozy and a bar song, Tipsy, have spent 35 weeks at number one on the Hot Country Songs chart, and that breaks the tie with Body Like a Back Road, which was number one for 34 weeks back in 2017. Shaboozy now has the longest number one streak for a solo artist since the whole chart began. He holds the record.
The whole chart began.
However, this is for a solo artist. Currently, the all-time record is held by...
Rascal Flatts.
No.
Oh, I love those guys.
Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line for their song... Meant to be. It was meant to be. It'll be.
Oh, I do know that song.
Yeah, we played the hell out of that song. That was number one for 50 weeks in 2017 and 2018. 50 weeks of it. Incredible. So he's got a little ways to go, but not that far. What is that, 15 weeks? I think he can do it. And the music video for Tipsy has over 198 million views on YouTube. So that is pushing 200 million views.
It's a fun song.
Yeah, it is a fun song. There's that. And I'm going to end with this. It's not upsetting, but it does feel stupid. So, you know, it's just hard when people are struggling to, you know, like your electric bill comes in, you're like, oh crap, you know, this, let me scramble and figure out how I can pay this, you know? And then you hear that somebody spent $94,000 on a piece of toast from the 1960s that was on George Harrison's plate.
What does the toast do?
It collects mold. I don't know what it does. Like to me, a 50 year old piece of toast is not something that you want. 60 year old piece of toast.
It might have DNA on it. You could maybe make George Harrison over again.
But, and it's even disputed. So listen to this. So pretty much anything connected with the Beatles will raise some money for you at an auction. This particular piece of toast, this is a crust of toast that was left on a plate, allegedly.
It's not a whole piece, then.
No. This is just like, he didn't eat the crust. And by the way, he says, I've never left any toast uneaten.
Wait.
So George Harrison had said...
On record,
he says... He's on record as saying, I don't know that that's my toast. I've never left a piece uneaten. So back in 1991, some passionate Beatles collector paid an undisclosed amount for it. Oh, sorry. In 1991 is when it sold for $94,000. So I do not know what it's just sold for. The $94,000 thing that I was telling you about, that was in 1991. However, at the time, it included a love letter handwritten from John Lennon to his ex-wife, Cynthia. I will argue that's what got $94,000, right? A handwritten and a crust of toast. So some passionate Beatles collector paid some undisclosed amount of money for this toast, which has now once again changed hands. The story behind the toast is a 15-year-old fan named Sue Houghton was visiting George's family home. Somehow knows the family, I don't know. She saw that he left the crust of toast on his plate and she put it in her pocket. She added it to her scrapbook with the caption, "Piece of George's breakfast, 2-8-63. George actually commented about the authenticity of the toast back in 1992 by saying, "I ate all my toast. I never left any." So somebody has bought this piece of toast for some amount of money.
I swear. It's like he was here.
Yeah. Thanks. I do appreciate that.
No, I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed that. The best part of the story were his quotes.
Oh, thank you.
The rest of the story is crap, but I mean, him.
I know. I really wish I knew what somebody paid for that. Because to me, the $94,000 that was paid was for the love letter from John to Cynthia, who wound up being an ex. As we all know, if we're Beatles scholars.
If I am Zuckerberg, right. I still don't buy that toast.
No.
Nope.
Of course not. Well, if you're Zuckerberg and also the biggest Beatles fan on earth,
nope.
Maybe you do.
I love the Beatles.
Yeah.
I would if I have Zuckerberg money. I have a little Beatles collection at home. So
what?
Yeah.
What do you mean you have a Beatles collection?
I've got like a fan club hatch from '64 and an unused ticket from their last show on the East Coast. stuff. Mm. Like
you get locks of any hair or anything?
No, but if I...
But you'd get the...
If I was Zuckerberg, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd go for the...
Not me.
Well, that would be... I mean, listen, the crust of toast, if you have like a house that's a museum and you've got the money to do this kind of thing, like there is... It is a conversation piece. And I always feel like if you have a museum in your house with all your weird collectibles and the millions of dollars you spent on guitars or, you know, whatever other things.
Well, that's, to me.
It's all conversation pieces.
The guitar with the picture of that person on stage with that guitar and now the guitar's in your house. That.
In a dust-free case.
That I'm
you.
Buying, but no, not the toast. Nope.
All right, Vince, what's coming up?
I never got to the Chicky Nugget story and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all kinds of info on everything we talked about today. I actually put a trailer up, Vinny, for a new Nicolas Cage movie called The Surfer, which is like this weird gaslighting surfer movie. I just thought, wow, that's unexpected. And so that and many more things are up there now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check it out.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week. Grab your coffee and spend tomorrow morning with friends.
Oh, I put the wrong. It's Saturday morning. Sorry.
But also spend tomorrow morning.
Isn't today Friday?
No. Feels like it, though.
No. It does feel like a Friday. No. I know. No, one more day. It's Thursday.
And the Saturday Morning Special, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week. Grab your coffee and spend your Saturday morning, 2 days from now, with friends. Same time, same place, right here on Alice at 97.3.
Wah, wah.
Okay. Here's your chicky nut. Oh, I should add some clouds today with highs in the 70s. All
right. By the way, there'll be a lot from today's show on the Saturday morning
special. Oh, yeah. Today was a fun show.
Yeah.
So far, so good. It's not over yet.
I don't know. You told me to hurry up. I feel like, you know, this break's already
shot.
Just
don't be a hero, you know?
Don't be a hero. It's hard
for
me.
What was that? What is that about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a lot of time working on these breaks.
Yeah.
Give him a break.
Yeah.
I mean, just follow the script. Just stay on script. That's all I'm asking.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Vincent. You don't even have to ask.
Me too.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt. The Olympic phenom.
So fast. Like a bolt of lightning. Uh-huh.
Well, he was just a great entertainer. And I've actually heard people who have been around the sports world and been to all kinds of events. And one of the biggest sporting events they've ever attended lasted 9 or 10 seconds. And it was him running at the Olympics for the gold. Like the electricity in that stadium. And he's a showman. He does this thing that
he
does.
Points his finger to make a bolt.
Usain Bolt says he ate 100 McDonald's chicken McNuggets each day at the 08 Beijing Olympics because they were a familiar food he knew his stomach could handle.
Oh.
He won 3 gold medals at that Olympics. That is one of the things that I think even an Olympian isn't, while they're young and they're working their way up and training, like, you know, Mosley and others,
sure.
And all the different, you know, skills.
Yeah.
You can't, like, there you are. It's your moment. And now you've traveled to a faraway country and you are sleeping on a cardboard box in a dorm room setting.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you realize I'm supposed to break the worldwide records. And I can't even get the food I want without worrying that I'm going to get food poisoned.
Well, anytime you travel, you could.
That's what I'm saying.
Like bacteria that you don't know
thing.
About, right? Oh my god!
So here's a guy who goes on to get 3 golds at that Olympics, but he's
Finny.
Feeding that finely tuned body.
Yeah, chicken McNuggets,
100 nuggets a day.
You remember when you used to always pack like a loaf of bread, some peanut butter, and jelly? And then,
I did
you
it
know,
when I went to Mexico. That's every time.
That is, I probably what people should do when they go to the Olympics, because it is true. You're going to a different country where you could wind up with something that ruins your chances at Olympic gold or Olympic appearance. Even you're just like, I can't get out of. I can't leave the toilet. That could happen.
Yes. Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Debuted closer to the moon landing than to today. It first premiered in 1996, which was 27 years after the moon landing and more than 28 years from right now.
OMG.
How do you like that?
I don't actually like that.
So old.
Wow. Judge Judy's so rich, too. So rich. And she made so much money being a TV judge.
Kleenex.
Yeah. I
tissues,
need it. Yeah, I like,
you know,
yeah.
Were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup.
Oh.
But so many people wrote the company to say they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all the marketing shifted to that by 1930.
To be able to have something to blow your nose in, you know.
If I saw a guy today with a snot rag, I would be like, tell me everything. Like, what are you doing? Why?
Right.
Do you know that that's disgusting? But my dad had one.
My dad too.
My grandpa had one.
I had to fold those when they came out of the dryer after they got washed with all the other clothes, I guess, now that I think about it.
My dad is 89, carries one with him every day,
yeah.
And still shakes his head that I don't. He's always like, where's your hanky?
For a while, I was carrying a handkerchief. Like, I had a few that were just, you know, little squares of cotton and stuff. Because I do, what I like about them is that they stay in your pocket. You use it, and then you just drop it in the laundry, as opposed to having a tissue in your pocket. Like, if your nose is running all the time, now you get this tissue that's sort of wet, and it's kind of starting to fall apart. Now you try, you're like, I don't want to throw it out because I am going to need it. Like, my nose is kind of running, so you put it in your pocket, and then you forget, and it goes through the wash, and it's disgusting.
Wow, it's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot.
A mulligan.
Yes.
Became a do-over in golf because a guy named David Mulligan. In Montreal, Quebec, Canada, in 1920s, he'd hit a bad shot. He decided, I'm doing it again. So his friends started calling the move a mulligan. It stuck and lives today.
It does. There's a guy who made a mark.
Très bien, Québécois.
Ah.
Through its 149th and final show, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour sold more than $2 billion in tickets.
Wow.
Double the gross ticket sales of any other concert in history.
So 149 shows, $2 billion
in
worth
tickets, is double the gross ticket sales of any other concert tour in the history of the worlds.
And that's just the initial sales, too. You know that those resale sites just made all the money off of that. We're probably talking about $10 billion transactional dollars over the course of that whole thing. That's a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Our text number is 800. Oh, let me do this story. Can I do this story?
Yeah, please. Please. Okay. You have like 1.5 minutes.
Stay on script.
Yeah, I mean, she says, hero. I got plenty of time.
Don't be a hero.
You know, right as I'm about to open my mouth. Don't be a hero, man. Don't be it.
What? That's tough to do today, you know.
Yeah, meeting here with our boss.
Yeah, but if we can start that early, it'd be, you know.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Forever Hanky Holder here says, I sweat. And tissues do not do the job. Vicky Odyssey.
Oh, she wipes her sweat with it. That's nice. If you have another hot flash or something, you just need to dab at your glowing temples. Women just glow, as you know.
My dad still carries a handkerchief. 78 years old, farmer type, lives near Sac.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to carry. And tissues do come apart. But then it's a rag, it's because it hardens up. Like, I can still remember, like, my dad would take this crinkled ass piece of fabric out and just drop it in the laundry basket. And like, I'd have to you pick it up by like, you with tweezers, you didn't want to handle it.
510 says, definitely take all the McDonald's nuggets you can if you're going to Cuba. The food there almost killed me.
Oh, wow. Cuba.
510 says, some Olympic teams bring their own chefs, but I am guessing the Jamaican team did not pay for that, and so that's why he had to eat McNuggets. The U.S. team even had a guest house rented where the U.S. Olympians could hang out in Paris for the last one.
Oh.
If you watch the documentary on Netflix about the Olympic gold team at Paris Olympics, they have a lot of scenes inside of that place, and it's pretty neat to see.
Oh,
yeah.
Like just a huge Airbnb?
Well, yeah, because also like there's NBA stars and they're walking around. And
also, everyone's all together.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. They have their own little village. Yeah,
it's a great documentary.
Oh, that's fun.
Michelle 415 says, Michelle Trachtenberg was in the body-switching movie 17 again with Matthew Perry and Zac Efron.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know that. 925 says, when is the last time you had your furnace inspected? Sarah.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
We get ours inspected. I don't know when, but it's been recent.
Answer the question.
I don't know. John changes the filter all the time.
Uh-huh.
But the inspection of the thing, I think, happens yearly, I think. I don't know. We're on somebody's schedule. Big ups, more heating and cooling.
I hear the game show.
Yeah, let's play
music.
A game, shall we?
Trying to stay on track for Sarah.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's for me. Okay, way to play it off, guys.
Oh!
Truth hurts.
I was having fun today. Stay for another hour.
Well, listen, leave him wanting more, I always say. How old is that guy? Oh, that guy. You know what? Vinny, you have to go first on this one. How old is Chelsea Clinton? How old's that guy? Chelsea Clinton. How old is she? How much time's gone by since that little girl was in the White House? How old's Chelsea Clinton?
I'm going to say 47, Bob.
All right.
I'm going to go 48.
She is 45, and that's a point for Vincent.
In your face!
How old is...
You got me.
Neil Schoenchan, Journey guitarist. How old is Neil Sean?
Oh, geez.
And old. Maddie, you got to go first.
77.
All right.
I'm going to say 76.
He is 71. That's another point for Vinny. Oh.
Rigged.
It's not rigged.
You guys are in that room together.
There's all kinds of collusion. I got to interview him because she was so starstruck she couldn't talk.
Because it was a surprise. He walked in and I was like, oh my God, my hero just walked in and I can't talk anymore.
Oh, that's cute.
You've never seen the... Have you seen the picture that she took?
No.
Luckily, she took a picture.
I actually took
a
picture.
Didn't say one word to the guy, though.
No, that's not true. I said some words, but then he was getting like really creeped out because I couldn't sit nearer to him. I'm like, oh my God, I just want to be near you.
Anyway, he was a huge star by the time he was 13.
Yeah. Well, he's 71 now, and you got the point for it. That was good. He lives locally. I'm sure his wife's a big fan. How you doing, wife of Neil Schoenchan?
What is her name? Michaela.
Know. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Wow. That's right.
Michaela Schoen.
How old is JWoww? Jenny Farley, JWoww from Jersey Shore. Oh. How old is JWoww, Vinny?
Well, that goes to me?
Yeah, no, I think I was. Yeah, that's good, Vinny.
Let's see.
How old is JWoww? Jenny Farley, JWoww. Friend of Snooki, JWoww.
39.
All right.
I'm going to say 40, Bob.
I'm sorry. She is exactly 39 years old, and that's 2 points for Vincenzo. Currently, the score is 4-0. How old is Ralph Nader? Spent his whole life warning people about things that are hazardous to their health, but at his age, only one thing left to worry about.
90.
Birthdays.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's 91.
He is exactly 91 years old, and by a score of 6-0. Maddie is not on the show.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
You did write a good script for today, though. That was a good one. Let me know when the kissing's over, all right?
All right, I'm done. Fine. Okay.
Goodbye.
Let's hurry out of here for a meeting.
Keep kissing. Disney. It's on the script. Don't you see it?
Disney all the time. See you back here on Friday. Kissy face, kissy face.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.